יוסף שלמה קרן.
הגות חיידס, הגות חנוכה. Please continue enjoying your latkes. Mitzvah Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, of course, is a mitzvah midrabbanon, and of course the brachas that we say, the three brachas on the first night and the two brachas the rest of Yom Tov, are of course midrabbanon, like all brachas are midrabbanon, brachas hamitzvahs. And yet the Eliyahu Rabba b'shem the Matin Moshe brings an asmachta, a makor, a remez from the Torah, a remez from the Torah. For the three psukim midrabbanon, that one says before Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, the Rambam comes from a very unexpected place, and this is what I'd like to talk about today, Be'ezer Hashem. There's from a pasuk in Parashas Chukas, where the Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael complained about the mon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent an oinesh, Vayushalach Hashem ba'omis hanachoshim masrofim, the burning serpents, Vayinashchu esa'on, they bit the people by Yomos Amrov Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hey, Moshe, Moshe, hasei lecha sorof, make yourself out of nechoshes, model of a snake, and put it on a pole." Says Rashi, "Al neis al kolonis, on a pole." And Rashi brings psukim from Nach, "Kaneis al agiva orim nisi, v'hoya kol anoshuch, whoever would be bitten, v'ro oisoi v'choi." So he says, this is a remez for the psukim. Asei lecha sorof. Sorof is loshen burning. Lahadlik. Lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. First bracha. Sorof loshen being madlik esh. V'simo yisoy al neis. Neis. Misha osa nisim la v'yseinu. V'hoya kol anoshuch v'ro oisoy. V'choi is a bracha of shachiyonu. This is a remez for the three brachas of Hadlokas ner Chanukah. Very interesting. Very strange. What's the shaykhis between this parsha of Nechoshim Masrofim and the brachas of Nes Chanukah? Couldn't find a better place. The Torah is Meramis Yavada, Torah is Meramis. No better place than this. So let's begin as follows. Stoch Yadua, the famous vort, was Mzokti of Adam Olam Shor, as we said here many times before, that the end of the Seder, Klal Yisrael has gone minag, the Seder Piyot of Echad Miyadea. Echad miyodeh, shnayim miyodeh, shleishim miyodeh. How does it come into the end of the Leila Seder? So it's Mabus the Vot, Avram Gorbish and Shiva Gates had said it, and see it in other places as well, that the reason for this is because that sometimes, you know, children play a game, you play with adults as well, that you throw a number, say a number, what does it automatically connect to? When a person thinks of a number, what does it match to, the name? So if you say to someone, for example, one, so if somebody else will say two, and somebody else, depending where his mind is, will say nil, depends what's out in cup. So whenever people always connect automatically to a certain thing, right? Three will mean something, five will mean something to people. Four, people think of a chuppestangen, chweis. So he said, it comes to the end of the Seder, that a person has absorbed and internalized all the messages and all the meanings of Emunah, Be'emes Emunah, where it should be, Tzias Mitzrayim, all these Seder, Hashgacha Pratis, Kabbalah Satorah, and then we say one. What does one mean to you? Automatically, Echad Miyadeh, Echad Elokeinu Shemayim V'aretz. That's the automatic reaction. What does two mean? What's two in Yiddishkeit? Shnei Ruchos Habris. What does three mean? Shleish Avos. The forefathers, yeah. So that automatically, what a person is supposed to connect with, that's what we want to prove to a person at the end of the Seder.
Nine.
Now, so if I ask you, I'll give you a word, Chanukah. If I say to you, Chanukah, what's the automatic reaction on that word? And don't say latkes. One word, I'll give you a remez. One word of two letters. One two-lettered word. Good. Yes, something more general than that, referring to Hanukkah. Nes. Nes Hanukkah. Hanukkah is all about Nes. Hanukkah, the Yom Tov, is about the Nes, as much as about the Ner. The Ner is one prat, one detail. Chiv Lehodis Lehalin is about the Nes. Yeah? Now, I'll tell you something amazing about Yisai. There's one place, and only one place, as far as I can see, you can prove me wrong, where the word Nes appears in the Torah. One place. And that's here, this pasuk. It says Nisi in Veshalach and other places. But this pasuk, Aselach HaSorof, Vesim Oysoy Al Nes, Nes, the word Nes, is the only place where it appears. And the next pasuk says, Vayas Moshe Nechash Nechoshes, Vayisimeyu Al Hanes. Again, Hanes. Otherwise, you don't find the word referring to miracle in the Torah other than here. And yet, here, it doesn't even mean that.
Pole.
Here means a pole, according to Rashi.
Oh, yeah.
Here, according to Rashi, it means a pole. Yeah, now, let's see. The famous Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, everybody knows, some people know it from the song. V'chi nochosh, mei mei se nochosh, mechaya. Can a nochosh give life or death? And alone Allah, Shekol Man, Shek Yisroel, Mistaklim, Klapim Malo, never Klal Yisroel looked up at the snake on the pole, Ve'u Mishabdin, Es Libom, Laviyim, Shem HaShemayim, Ve'u Machniya, Nusav, Sakadish Boruch, realizing everything comes from him, Hoyu Misrapin, they were healed. Ve'im Lav, and if they didn't, Hoyu Nemoikim, they died. Moshe Rabbeinu put up the pole, so the Mishnah is asking, what's the purpose of a snake in a pole? How can that help? And the Mishnah says, of course it can't help. The idea is that you look up and you meshabed yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is in Shemayim. That's how they managed to receive the refuah, by realizing everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was their tikkun for the chet of saying, who needs the mon, what's it all about, it's no use, etc., etc. We're stuck in the midbar here without food. So the question is very shver, because if the whole idea of the snake is for us to look up and therefore realize everything comes out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so who needs the snake? Just put a pole. On the top of the pole, put an arrow, and another arrow, another arrow, and people will look up the pole, and they'll think, oh, what's at the top of the pole? Snake. If anything, the snake is a distraction. Because when they'll see the snake, they'll say, oh, the snake which caused us, which poisoned us, which is killing us. So if anything, the snake will cause them to think, that's not the Rebbeinu Shlom, so what's the purpose of the snake? The snake won't do anything. Look up. You can look up without a snake. You don't need the snake. Have a nice long pole. All the arrows are pointing upwards, and that's enough. Well, what's the purpose of the snake? If the whole idea is to bring Klal Yisrael to a matzav of Meshabdin Eslibom, what's the purpose of the snake?
And the pasuk itself says a snake.
Yeah. That's the kasha. How? And the Mishnah explains. Yeah. The Mishnah explains that's not the purpose. The Mishnah explains, forget. The purpose is just to look up. But the purpose is to look up, and that's how you come to be mishabik yourself, Rav Yisrael Shemayim. So who needs the snake? The snake doesn't achieve much. What's the tachlis from there? Now, this snake, what happened to the snake? This snake, Nechash Nechoshes. The Parsha doesn't tell us anything that happened to the Parsha. Finishes, and what? And the Klal Yisrael, Hibit and Nechash Nechoshes V'choy, and then comes Shishi. Right, Anthony, then comes Shishi, right. So, and that's it, then Klal Yisrael continues. So what happened? It's very interesting. This snake appears later on in Nach, 700 years later. This snake was still around. What was it around? Says the Pasuk. Chizkiyo HaMelech ben Ochos, who was a tzaddik. Says the Pasuk. Who hasir es habomois, Pasuk in Melachim Beis, Kapitel Yud Zayin, Kapitel Yud Ches. Who hasir es habomois, he removed all the Avodah Zarah, the Mizbeches from Avodah Zarah. V'shibas ha-matzevos, he smashed the matzevos, v'choras ha-swasher, cut down the Avodah Zarah trees. V'chitas nechash ha-nechoshes, ground up this copper snake, asher osam Moshe. Ki, because, ad ha-yomim ha-hema, hoyu v'nei Yisrael mekatrim loi. Klal Yisrael were offering up sacrifices to the nechosh. V'yikro loi nechushton, and they gave it a name. So therefore, he decided that we have to remove this from Klal Yisrael. So it's 700 years later, it had been there all the time. Now the Gemara in Brochus says, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the Gemara in Daf Yudah Beis, did six things. Three things Chazal Hoyduloi agreed with him, and three things they didn't agree to him. Yeah, these are six. One of the six things was he was going as a sefer refuas. At that time, there was a sefer refuas where a person could know exactly any illness, check it out, pick it up, and you got your refuah there on the spot. He hid it away. He was going as it. Why? Because people didn't trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Reifei Chalbos Mafli Lassos. They just opened the sefer refuas. Then he got rid of it. Yeah, and therefore, Adayim Mazer Rachmanon Litzlan, the things which we don't have a refuah for. We have to turn to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He was going to say, so one of the things was, he was mechates nechash hanachosh. He says, the chachomim, and the chachomim agreed to him. Frank the Marshal, I mean, agreed. Obviously, what's the chiddush? Agree means when I've got a reason to think, salgadai techamina, I would have thought you don't do that. Kamash Manon, they agreed. Like one of the things the Marshal, his father, Ochoz, who was a Rosha, instead of giving him a royal burial, he slept him, he was giru, and he slept him this mitzvah on the ground. Yeah? Because he felt he didn't deserve a burial, he was a Rosha. Even though he was formerly a melech, because he might have thought kibud avayim, malchus, etc. Even so, over here, what's the chiddush? If kalish are being mekatrim loy, obviously you've got to get rid of it. What's the chiddush? So the Mashal says no. Mashal says that since this was an article of nes, it was something which a wonderful nes happened through it. The time of this nechash anachoshes at the time kalish on the midbar. And Klal Yisrael realized she'ein ha-nochosh meimis, ela ha-chet meimis. Not the nochosh which kills, it's the chet which kills. Walter can make, therefore, for that reason, that it should be like the Mati Aaron, or it should be like the Tzinsenes Amon, the Mati Aaron, which was something which Klal Yisrael stayed in the Kodesh Kodshim, and the Deir Adoros, yeah? So right the thought, the same thing here should be kept. Marsh Malon, no, since Klal Yisrael began to sew it, so he had to get rid of it, and that, says the Marshal, is the Chiddush. And the Shaila is, weiter, what does it mean? Which nes? Which ness did the Nechash HaNechoshes do? Nothing. On the contrary, it was there for people to realize it's not the Nechash HaNechoshes. They should look out and see Mishabdin Asliban Ravim Shabbat. So what ness did the Nechash HaNechoshes accomplish or achieve? It didn't do anything. It was just something to cause Klal Yisrael to see. You see that? No, it's not that. That was the whole purpose. No, it's not that. So that's called the ness. So why is it got some Kedusha and ended up keeping it for hundreds of years? Klal Yisrael kept it for 700 years till they began offerings to it, and therefore Chizkiyahu had to get rid of it. What's the ness?
Where was it?
It was kept. When Klal Yisrael kept it.
Where?
No, it doesn't say where. It just says they kept it.
How do you know 700 years?
Because if you know a bit of history, which I don't, then you can look, you can make the Chesbonus from Nach, and then that's where it comes out to. Can't tell if it's exactly 702, 703, somewhere around there. Anyway, Rabbi Yisrael, which is not mine. The Rechaim HaKadosh on this pasuk brings a medrash. Nothing less than a medrash. And the medrash says as follows. I read out the lashon of the medrash. Aselech HaSarof V'sim Oysoi Al Neis. The Rechaim HaKadosh says Al Neis, says the medrash, doesn't mean a pole. It doesn't mean a pole. Neis means a neis, says the Rechaim HaKadosh. Shezorak Moshe nochash hashomaimo. He made a metal snake and he threw it up. Va'omad ba'avir, and it stood there in the air. Va'shom kona mekoimoi be'ein soimich. It hung there. It defied gravity. The nochash just stood there like it was. No attachment, no strings hanging from heaven, no poles, nothing. V'hoya, kol anoshuch, a person was bit, yabiteilov, he looked up, and he saw this thing hanging in midair. V'yakir, b'akhoshas das toyo, shoyselam yukoydan. He automatically realized that what I thought originally, that how am I going to survive in the midbar, what's going to be, it's not shaykh. He'll see, v'yamin, ki Hashem, asher avim l'midbar, yase nisim ba'asmodon. He will continue to do nisim. So when they looked up and they saw this thing hanging there, how can it hang there? Where's nature? Where's gravity? Elomai, there's something keeping it there. Who is that keeping it there? It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is the one who runs the Teva, and if he decides, things will fall, and if he decides, things won't fall. And that's what gave them the inspiration to realize that Al Tzis B'Yad Hashem, and we can survive even the midbar without food, without with the way things should be, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu must look after us. He will, and he can. And that was the thing. The actual nochosh was an unbelievable ness. The fact that it was there, hanging there. And that's why I can imagine Klal Yisrael kept it. Because when they left there, they didn't want to leave it there. So somehow they took it down. They brought it down. And they took it with them. Because this was a chizuk of ness. 700 years they kept it. This is something Mamish like in Senes Amon. This, look at this. This thing here happened. We saw clearly Yad Hashem. We saw clearly. Because what we want, there's also a Steva. Teva is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to run the world, and he wants to change it, and it's beyond it to change it, and he did, and he will. That's why they kept it all these years. Because it was actually a chetz of Nes. That's why they kept it, like the Mashal says. Mamish like in Senes Hamon. Yes, the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that Kali Yisrael mistaklin klapei malo, and they saw the Nochosh, they were mishavdin estivin avim shem shemayim, because then they saw, look at that, how can that hang there? What's going on here? Look, they brought the kids, they look out there, what are they doing there? You ever see such a thing? Throw something out, it comes straight down. And that's hanging there, Elamai, there's someone keeping it there. Who's keeping it there? The Rebbeinu Shleilam. Shayim. So therefore that gave mishavdin estivin avim shem shemayim, thereby. Not that it was the Nochosh somehow, it was the actual thing which hang there, which showed them quite clearly, it's Altsiz V'yad Hashem. That's why they kept it there. So Nes does not mean pole, according to the Mishnah Medrash. Does not mean pole. Nes means Nes. Sim oisoi al Nes. Put it in a matzav, in a miraculous position. That's what it means, yeah? And listen to this. The Targum, Unkelus, on this pasuk, says, V'shavi yosei al os. V'shavi yosei al os. Aleph sof. Yeah? Which is like Rashi. It means a pole. But the Targum Yonisim in Ezeel says, V'shavi yosei al asar talei. Put it hanging. Asar talei. Hanging. Talei means hanging, doesn't it? How is it hanging? It means hanging me there. That's what it means. It's memorandum to this medrash that Targum was just left hanging. Nothing more to it. And that was the Nes at the time. And that's what brought Klal Yisrael to Mishabdin as Libam Rabbeim Shoshmaim. Al Koponim Rabbi said, this word Nes means Nes. Now we understand, it's not some it's a random connection here to Chanukah. Because after all, Chanukah is, the Seud of Chanukah, the key word in Chanukah is Nes. Why is the key word in Chanukah Nes? Because, in Yodua, one of the famous tirutzim on the Bais Yosef's Kasha, and it's perhaps out of all the 500 tirutzim which are impossible to chaza over every year, maybe they go up every year, but there's one tirutz which I think one has to chaza over every single year. One has to internalize it, repeat it, and revise it, and come away with it. And that is the tirutz of the Alter Mekalem of Simcha Zisel. Simcha Zisel said, why is there 8 days of Hanukkah? The first day was, there was nothing special about the first day, there was normal, natural oil burning. It was Teva, it wasn't Nes. So why do we have 8 days of Hanukkah? And the Teretz was that the reason why there's 8 days is to tell you that Teva is also Nes, in the same way as the Ramban writes, Min anisim hagdoilim hamufursomim, from the great public miracles of the Moida b'nisim hanusomim, the tachlis of Nisim is to awaken us, as it did in the Midbar, to show, you see that miracle? Who's doing it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's running everything. Everything that looks like nature is really all Nisim. So therefore we have an 8 day of Hanukkah to remember the Nes of Teva. The fact that, how does it burn? What's oil burning? Burn is oil. The Rosh Hashanah wants. It's Teva. No, it's Nes. That is the Nes. Nistah, which we're celebrating when we light the 8th day as well. Yeah? Now there's a Gevalde Gevalt, which the Ben Yoyodo, the Ben Ishchai, says in the Gemara and Tanis. Everybody knows that this Nes of Chanukah didn't happen only once. It happened another time as well. When did the Nes of Chanukah happen? Even in a greater way. Even in a greater way. It happened with the story of the daughter of Rachmanina Mendoza, Alekana Nachmaisa. What's the story? Rachmanina Mendoza's daughter, quote the Gemara, one Arab Shabbos, Rachmanina Mendoza, Tanis Chafer Medalef, saw his daughter that she was very upset. He said to her, why are you upset? Why are you upset? So she said, because instead of pouring oil into the Neiros Shabbos, I poured in Chaymet, I poured in vinegar, and I lit the oil for Shabbos from this vinegar. Amalos, he said to Biti, Maich Basloch, so what? Misha Omar the Shemen Viyadik, Yoima Lachoimet Viyadik. Whoever said oil can burn, and say vinegar can burn, Tana, Hoyo Doilek, Vahoilech, Kol Hayoim Kuloi, Ad Shevi Mamenu Oil Avdolah. So it stayed like the whole Shabbos. Right, so here we're talking about not that there was some shemen which can burn naturally and it went on for longer than that. We're talking about vinegar, which totally is something which cannot, it's not combustible, it cannot burn. And yet, it burnt, and not only thing, it lasted the whole Shabbos. And Mamish, and Nes Golui. And it wasn't his fault. Ech Baslach, don't worry about it. So then he ought to ask two simple questions. First question is, Mamish Apelet Akash, you know the Gemara, you don't chapi. What happened here? She said to him, the reason why I'm upset is because I put chometz instead of shemen. V'hidlakti mimenu or l'shavos. V'hidlakti, what does v'hidlakti mean? I lit. Now you can't light chometz, especially if the wick is soaked in vinegar, which there's no chance, no possibility to the world. How did she light it? So she saw that it lit. She saw that it took off. So she witnessed herself the nais. So she should have been besimcha, not been sad. Why was she sad? She wrote now the long mournful face. And said to her, "What's wrong? What's wrong? You can see the nais. You've seen the nais." Light on the nace? Okay, but she saw the nace.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll tell you, come to a similar tale soon. That's question number one. Question number two is that Gemara says, Tana, tells you a braisa, Hoyoholech, Hoyodoylech, Vahoylech, Kolayon Kuloi, till Motze Shabbos, and they used it for the Nerev Donov. Well, who needed it the whole day? The nace was needed for the night. For the night, that's when you light the Neros. Neros go out in the morning. Why was it necessary to prolong an unnecessary ness to keep it going for the whole night? Why was it necessary? Dr. Ben Yodazai. Avada, she lit it. And she saw the ness with her own eyes. What was she concerned about? She was concerned about the Gemara in Tanis before that says that Shemen Shel Ness is also Bahanor. You're not allowed to benefit from a ness. Also Bahanor. Now, Neros Shabbos is Mutun Ishtamish Lohiroi, on Kotri is supposed to, because it's Neri Shabbos, it's perfect Shalom Bayis, it has to produce light and warmth to give the right ambience in the house of Leil Shabbos. And now she was very, very upset, because here, I've lit with Chometz, and it's a beautiful thing, and it's a Ness, and maybe she was perhaps used to seeing Nisim, but it's also, you can't benefit from it. You're not allowed to use this light now to benefit that it was supposed to be normally on Neri Shabbos. Can't use it. That's what she was worried about. Said Rabbi Chanina Mendoza to her, he answered, he said, by me, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, my emunah is so clear that there's absolutely no difference between the ness of vinegar burning and the ness of oil burning. It's exactly the same thing. It's the same thing. Because as the Rabban says, from the great nisim, which are miracles in our eyes, a person has to push it and realize that everything is an S. Adam Moida, he comes to Moida Manisim Hanistorim, which is things which we see and walk, as he says, Kol Dvorein Umikrein, where everything that happens to us, it's all nisim. So Machlina Medoisa said, there's no difference to me. It's one and the same thing. Adkadei Kach, therefore, Ich halt, that there's no reason why Shemesh shall nes to be Osa. Shemesh Ness is only also for a person who, wow, a miracle, is something that's never happened before, and it's completely against nature, and run away with it. For him, it's also for me. There's no difference. How can oil burn? How can oil burn? It's maybe how it burns. Terah says, Rabbi wants it to burn, it burns. Rabbi wants chometz to burn as well. And therefore, for me, there's no difference. And if there's no difference, then Shemen Shel Ness is absolutely mutter. There's no Issa Shemesh Ness. In my house, Shemesh Shel Ness is awesome. Is mutter as much. Maybe other Tanoim argue with this. For me, Shemesh and Ness is no different. And therefore, that's why I carry on burning the whole Shabbos. To show that there was no Ness. If it was a Ness and the Ness was needed for the night time, not necessary, switch off the Ness. But here it burnt. Okay, I showed you when Hashemayim, Shemen burns. Yeah, it burns. Chometz also burns. There's no difference. It carried on burning. Because it wasn't a Ness for him. For him it was Teva and Ness is all the same. There's nothing special about the Ness. More than actual normal Teva. Just as the Chazon Ish puts it, as the Chazon Ish says, that Teva is Ratzonoi Hayoyse Masmid. The more usual Rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu normally wants things to go like this. He wants articles to fall down with gravity. And once in a while, it makes things don't fall down. He wants oil to burn, not vinegar. And once in a while, Baruch Hu wants it like that. But it's all the same. It's just this is more usual and this is more unusual. But it's all the same. And therefore, it burnt the whole time. That's how it explains. So this was Mamish, the living example of a person who understands, not only understands, lives with it, that there's no difference between Teva and Ness. It's one and the same thing. And that is why we do, as the Pesimcha Sinza says, that's exactly why we light this extra night, extra light in the Chanukah, to show that the Ness of Teva is exactly the same. The end of Yevonim, Nikmetzu Alai, which Gantz Klal Yisrael sing, if you think about it, it's amazing. This Pizmoin, a Moish Tor, Gantz Klal Yisrael sing it, wherever you are, and everybody in the Hasidim, Ashkenazim, Sfarim, everybody sings it. Even the same name. Amazing, amazing. One of the things which is joined, unites whole Klal Yisrael. Yevonim, Nikmetzu Alai, yeah? What happened? Do help me finish off. Damn, yeah? B'nei Bina, Yimei Shmoina, Kavu Shiro Nonim. B'nei Bina, to refer to the Sanhedrin, the Bnei Bina, as B'nei Bina. Why are referring to specifically the Chachomim, Gedolim, Tzadikim, why is it called Bino, Mei Shmoy Nekov Asher Anonim? Tzad Rishmul Razonsky, Zechayin Lebra Chofon Rishar Shiva, the Pshat is, we know what Bino means. Bino means, Mevin Dovor, Mitoch Tovor. Chochmah is to have a certain knowledge, and Bino is to be able to extract from that further knowledge. Mevin Dovor, Mitoch Tovor. So using the teretz of Rav Simcha Zissel, the reason why we like 8 days is because we understand from this that even teva, even oil that burns, is itself Ratzon Hashem, is itself something to celebrate as an es. Therefore, b'nei bina, the ones who made even dover mitoch dover, you may shmoina kavu shiran on him. They were kaveh 8 days. Why 8 days? Based on this kasha, should have been 7 days. Because they understood. They understood that the 8th day is something. Or they were maving the nest in teva from the miracle, and therefore they created. They made 8 days of Hanukkah. B'nei bina, you may shmoina kavu shiran on him. That's also for the same reason. Because everything which we see in Teva is really just a constantness. Constantness, but Havadah, really it's a ness. Now we say in the Lashon of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, when they were Kaveh Chanukah, what was the Lashon used? So it says, they were Kaveh Chanukah Yom Tev Lehalel V'Hoidor. Halel V'Hoidor. So Halel is Halel. What's Hoidor? Hoidor means, says Rashi, to say Al Hanisim in Moedim. Hoidor is the Bracha of Moedim. Halanisim in Moedim. So there's Halel and Hoidah. What are these two different things? Halel and Hoidah. So state from the Gros Chassidus Rebbe, I think from the Magid, the Mezrich Magid, that explains the following. It's Yodua that the word Hoidah has a double meaning. The word Hoidah means thank, and it means admitting as well. Admitting as well. Now, so you can only be Moedah to something that there's a possibility of denying, right? I can't say I am moida this is a table. I'm moida because everybody can see it's a table. You can only say something which you possibly could deny, and you can say I'm moida to the following because it would have mahu the table. You could have thought otherwise. Gamash malon, nay. So, when a person sees a ness, you see a miracle in your own eyes. Say I'm moida this is Yad Hashem. I'm moida. You saw Kriyas Yamsuf. Ma, what's the havam in it? He couldn't possibly have said otherwise. If you see a nochas nochosis in the sky, well, what can you say? I'm moida that this is the reason I'm doing it. What else could you have thought? There's no other way of explaining it other than that. However, when a person sees teva, he sees nature, and things look absolutely natural for him, and he goes around his thing thinking, well, I achieve this, and he achieved this, and we can all do this, and we are doing it, that's then you need to stand up and say, no. You might have thought that this is, we are doing this. No, I'm moida that it's a bunch of them doing it. And therefore the halel is for the ness. The hoidah is for the teva that we learn from the ness, that every bit of teva that we see is be'emes all ness. It's all Ma'is Hashem, it's all Yad Hashem. You know, sometimes a child is born, Rahman al-Tzlan, and the thing's wrong with it, a little baby, and they're very concerned, and it's hooked up to all sorts of machinery and thing, and they're hoping and praying and davening that this child should survive, and it's underweight, and it's a preemie, and who knows what, and everything wrong with it, and slowly things begin to work out, and they slowly build up hope, and finally the child manages to go, Baruch Hashem, and later on, you see this child running around in the park, and people say, that's a miracle child, a miracle child, look at this child. And I ask, are we not all walking miracles? So yeah, the child is a miracle, are we all not? With beating hearts and working kidneys and Baruch Hashem and everything else, B'shatav Ishmael, working the way it should be. We're working miracles. How does it work? How does it work? Have you ever thought how your heart beats? How does your heart beat? What makes beat, 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 beat? So they tell you, no, there's an electrical impulse which comes from the brain. And that makes it beat. And where does that electrical impulse come from? Is there a battery up there or something which you have to change every so now and then? Yeah. Where does it come from? If you go back, it's Schalz Mamish Ness. Schalz Engre is a Ness. Everything, every part of us is a Ness. And therefore we are all walking miracles, but we don't realize it. Only we have to see something absolutely supernatural and abnormal out of the ordinary. Then we say, ooh, Ness. And the Tachlis of Chanukah, this is the emissateros of Mishosef's Kasha. Tachlis is that we should go away realizing, we chazak ourselves, everything is a Ness. That first day was a Ness as much as the other days. Much of the other days. And where do we see this in the Torah? Where do Chazal find the pasuk which brings out this point? This nace, according to the Medrash, this miracle of this thing happening there, which gave the Kasha a jolt and woke them up and said, look what you're looking at. You see this? This is all the Yad Hashem. Like everything is the Yad Hashem. That is the connection between Chanukah and this parsha. And it's not a random pasuk, it's the pasuk which is most suitable in the Torah for this. Because this is the Torah, only place where the Torah writes the word Nes, and this is the tachlis of this Nes at the time, which is to give Klal the realization that everything is Yad Hashem, and that is the tachlis of every single Yom Tov of Chanukah, to remind us again and again that we're walking around, leave Chanukah, we what? Go back into our normal mundane lives, Chas v'Shalom. We're going to a life of Nisim. A life where everything we do, every step we take, and every breath we take, and everything we see, it's all miracles from the Yad Hashem. And that's something which is so easy to forget, because we slip back into the normal thing. We think, we're doing it, I'm doing it, it's all happening. With the Rav Koch, Koch HaBesim Yodi, Chas V'Shalom. But in the Chazak, in this Nakuda, else, the Hidor part, the Halel we said on Chanukah, fine, that's the Nes, that was the Nes of Chanukah. But the Hidor, which we admit, we're moida to Rabbeinu Shalom, yes, but Emes is all you, which we could so easily deny, and yet we admit to it, thus is the Tachlis from Chanukah. And that's what brings us, Taka, to this point of Nes. The simple word Nes is the key word. Masana, someone says, you Chanukah, Nes. It's to tell you that the Nes, it's all about Nisim. The whole thing is Nisim, nothing more and nothing less. Those are the Tachlis from there. Shtika, that's this Remes of the Brochus that we have here. Since we're talking about Ramazim, have we still got a bit more time? Another two into Santa Ramazim. I told about the Rav Zagazuzan yesterday of Sneibach. Apparently he hadn't heard it because he seemed to enjoy it. B'mei Matis Yahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Who was this Yochanan Kohen Gadol? There's a lot of controversy about him and a lot of different shittas exactly who he was. But there is one shitta that this Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the Yochanan Kohen Gadol who was Shmoinim Shana, he was a Kohen Gadol, and then he became a Tzaddiki. He became an Apikoros after 80 years serving as the Kohen Gadol, going into the Kodesh HaKodeshim on Yom Kippur and coming out, he finally became a Tzaddiki. And the question is, why do we have to mention him, Mimei Matis Yo? You know, Mimei Matis Yo, fine, Matis Yo Ben HaTzaddik, the Choshev HaKinde, with Moshe Nefesh himself, why put this stain on his name? According to those shittas, that's what it was. As I say, there are other shittas, but if that's the pshat, why do we bring him in? And the answer is that a person can and has to be masakil his maisim. And if he doesn't do it, then his children can do it. And Matis Yo succeeded in being masakil, the Chilul Hashem. But he went against the Chachomim, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, according to that shitta. Matis Yo went the opposite direction. And this is the rumors in the Mishnah, in Baba Kama, Berak HaKoynes, everything's on HaKoynes. The end of HaKoynes, it says that a person has got a gomel, a camel laden with pishtan with flax, and he's going through the Rosh Hasharabim, and the flax goes into the shop, and it catches fire. So the Bala Gomel is chayev, causes a fire. Who asked you to pile so much flax on your camel that it went into the shop? Oba hiniach. If the shopkeeper left it outside, left his lamp, is burning outside in the street, he's got no right to do that, because there are animals passing, and therefore the chenveni is chayev. Chenveni is chayev. Amar Rabbi Huda, Neir Chanukah potor. That's the only place where Chanukah is mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda Anosi, only place, Shas. In Niach, there will be Chanukah, then he's got a right to put it outside, because Bishu Benissa. And if I put my nair outside, and your cameraman passed and caught on to fire to it, your chayv, not the malchem. Rent the B'nai Soscha, from Friyadika, that chenveni is spelled ches nun vav nun yud. Rearrange the oisius, comes to Yochanan. Yochanan. What did Yochanan do? How did he become a tzdoiki? There was an age-old machalokus between the chachomim and the havdol tzdoikim. The Torah tells us, the Torah Baal Peh, that the Kohen Gadol had to take on Yom Kippur the Ketores inside, and only inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim did he pour the Ketores onto the Machtov coals, and that smoked up, and that's how he did it. The Tzedokim held, the Darshan Apostles themselves, that you do it outside. Outside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, they put it, and walked in already with the smoke going up. That's what the Tzedokim held. And he became a Tzedoki. And what did he do? Hiniach chenveni Yochanan neiroim bachutz. He put it outside. Outside he put it on. Chayev. Chenveni chayev. That made Yochanan chayev. Stoiki, it was chayev. Amar Rabbi Huda, Meneir Chanukah potter, when his son Matis Yo came and he fought for Yiddishkeit, and Chazal were mesakein the mitzvah of Chanukah, the mitzvah derabanan, which showed the strength of Chazal, that was mechapel on what he had done, what his father Yochanan had done. His father, b'mei Matisyahu ben Yochanan, we mentioned his name taka because Matisyahu was mesakin that what Yochanan did. Matisyahu ben Yochanan kein gadol. It was that schus. We mentioned Eglal Yisrael mentioned every year. Yes, because taki did not avera, but it was mesukin that he did the fact that his son did what he was supposed to do. And that's what the Mishnah says. Amar Rebbe Huda, b'neir Chanukah potu. Neir Chanukah is potu. And one last, Gevaldik Remez. Sfarim HaKadoshim say that on Chanukah, the Yud Gimel Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Rachamim on Meirin, they shine upon the world, shine upon Klal Yisrael. The 13 attributes of mercy, Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim, which we always talk about in Yom HaNeroim, they have special effect on Chanukah. And the first days of Chanukah are the first 8 middos, and then and Zitz Chanukah has a special extra care when all the extra middos come into play and focused. That's the special maila, the kedusha of Chanukah. So Mshimshon Astropola said the following remez for this. Also, we said before, Yivanu Nikba Tu Alai, whoever was mechadish and mesakin this pizmoin, there's a lot went into it, and that's why, as we heard before, Klal Yisrael sing it wherever they are. Full of remozim and full of kavanas. We can't have all the kavanas, but we know there are lots of kavanas in it. So Shimon HaNasba says like this, that Chanukah, the Shem Havaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into effect, the Midas HaRachamim, as encapsulated in the Shem Havaya, that is Meir on the world. There's only Kim, and there's Shem Havaya, and Kim is Din, Havaya is Rachamim. The end of the Bidug of the Midas HaRachamim, the last two are Venake Yenake. Venake Yenake. Yeah? Posuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out from Venake Yenake the Kuf Nun and the Kuf Nun. What's left behind? You've got here Venake Yenake. Vav Nun Kuf Hei, Yud Nun Kuf Hei. Take out the Nun Kuf and the Nun Kuf, and you'll have a Yud Kei Vav Kei. Mishpoch took out from that posuk, from this shame, which is written in the Yud Kei Midas, and Mishpoch took out these Kuf Nun Kuf Nun, Uminoisa Kan Kanim, from what's left over from the Kan Kan Kuf Nun Kuf Nun, Nasa Nes Nashishanim. That's where the Nes come from. Midas HaRachamim came from the Oasis which were left, that created the Anhogosh HaRachamim, that was the Nes. And that's what we say, Uminoisa Kan Kanim, Nasa Nes Nashishanim. B'nei Bino, as we said, Yimei Shmoyno, Kavu Shironodim. Adot Chanukah.